But I agree
wait, I didn't
Dave
understand what just got said. Could somebody clarify? What did you mean, Mark, or what did Ambrose say?
He was saying that there's the central services is for it, well, you're projecting that 80,000 deficit in August, right?
No, now.
You're saying now. You're 80,000 short now.
Yeah, and we're looking at reducing staff. We don't have the money that we thought we were going to have from that, you know, just the 400,000. 20% of the 1,000 is the $80,000.
How much staff are you looking at reducing at national office?
Well, I hate to do that on the air, you know, but...
Why?
Personnel issues.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about individuals. We're talking about a dollar amount and a number of people. That's public information.
Not before it's done.
I haven't decided the dollar amounts yet, but I'll do it.
Well, I mean, one of the things, that's clear, okay, let's say that there are going to be reductions. And leave that general statement. And this is the same time that, as was pointed out, we're asking for new hires like the HR. I mean, we got to do something here. We can't have our cake and eat it too.
I'd like to speak up. This is Sandy from Houston. You know, we're really disconnected here. We're talking about a station that's in deep trouble. It's a finger on the hand, and the hand will be crippled if that finger were to die.
Right.
And we have to figure out a way to bridge the five stations together to get the national office to join in and solve this problem as a whole rather than individually. Now,
yeah.
That said, obviously there's a lot of ingrained politics. There are people's jobs, lives at stake here, and it's not an easy thing. But, hey, 40 people, we're doing it with a few less in Houston and a few less in other cities. When you get to that point, something's got to give there, and it's got to happen fast to show intent, if nothing else. And on top of that, we need, as a network, if you're making a lot of money in Berkeley, fork it over. Come on, let's go. Let's get this thing solved and level the ship.
Right,
we're taking on
water.
But
Andy, it's one thing to say, you know, fork it over if there's changes that are both going to solve the problem, but also solve your ability to see other problems as they arise. Well, those two things
kind of go hand in hand. You're perfectly fair in saying that, and right in saying that. But you know, this is something that is immediate. It's upon us. And if we take 3, 4 months, 6 months to come up with a plan or debate it, it may be too late by then.
Well, so then, Sandy, what do we do? What do we say when we go back home to our? We all live on the same block, but I got to go to my house. What do I tell my family now?
Well,
my immediate family.
You're talking about WBAI when you say that.
Yeah, yeah. So if I go back to PFW, or Dave goes back to K, or
at some point, if we're going to keep fighting ourselves and tearing ourselves apart, then there won't be anything left to fight over. And that's where we're going. We're spiraling. I mean, that we've got to bring this out right in front of us and admit to ourselves that we're failing as a group to attract an audience that's going to support us to the style to which we're accustomed.
Because of our staffing levels.
Well, that's part of the problem. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a piece of the problem. You know, I heard before, earlier, moving won't help. Reducing staff won't help that much. This is not done. Big problems don't typically have a single solution. Big problems require multiple levels of thinking and multiple levels of action. And any little bit here that's going to get us toward a goal is where we have to go.
Okay, but granted now, so we say we have to have thinking at these different levels, and that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Let's have it. I mean, we got to get there. And
I could give you the full breadth of my thinking, but I'm not sure that there's time, and I'm sure that there would be objections. So,
by the way, speaking of time, we are now about 10 minutes over the 90 minutes allotted for this item. What do people want to do? Do we continue on this tack for a little while? Let me just read you the rest of the agenda. The rest of the agenda is the reports from the working groups. We had 25 minutes there. That can probably be decreased markedly. Discussions of FY06 for 15 minutes and what we need to do to move that process. Director's inspection report, election of a permanent chair, 5 and 10 minutes respectively.
Can we pull some minutes from the next item and put it on this item so we can maybe get a better resolution here?
Well, one of the things I think if we can agree that we've got a big task in front of us and we're going to have to meet some more, what I would like to do is consider adding a meeting in the near future to deal with some of the later items in the agenda so we can keep working on this, because I do think we need to spend more time on this or we've just spun our wheels.
Well, I agree.
What was the time frame, Lonnie? Realistically, you said that. What is it that you said needs to happen in the next 2 weeks, besides implementing changes at BAI or their adopting of a contingency budget? What needs to happen nationally in terms of this shortfall?
Well, in order for WBAI able to. First thing that needs to happen is the next week to 10 days, they have to agree upon a plan so that everybody can orientate around how much they think they can save internally.
Okay.
Whatever that number is, 125, 150, 160. Then we have to, and that will, of course, take time. Second thing that has to happen is they have to notify the employees, meet with the union, and issue what amounts to pink slips, or at least have a date for which they're going to do either the expense reductions or the staff reductions.
Okay.
What needs to happen? Third mountain is that say they are able to raise over the course of the year that 150, that they're still going to be short the equivalent of another $150,000 to $200,000. What we have to do is identify by September or the end of September how we as a network come up with that extra money to tide them over in September. What I see as the immediate asks before.
And I want to put something else in this, which is, all these revenue projections that we're doing are based on past experience. And as I've mentioned on a recent coordinating committee call, our audience, for example, for Democracy Now! Is going to be moving more and more to downloaded audio, and we don't have any provisions for pitching on that stream. So we're facing a crunch in a number of areas that are actually going to require some investment to get to the other side of.
Yep.
Patty?
This is Patty. Also, we had a report to the listener 2 days ago. This is WBAI, and many of the phone callers calling in asked, "Where's Gary Null?" Now, Gary Null used to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for us. He was summarily removed without really any process. Robert Knight, again, people are asking, "Where's Robert Knight?" Another great programmer summarily removed without any process, and we have. We can think about letting people go now and everything, but if our programming doesn't change, we have Democracy Now! At 9 a.m. after everybody many people that get a paycheck have gone to work and can't hear it. There's never a talk of rebroadcast or something so working people can hear it. These are all plans that could possibly easily bring in another $500,000 a year that could have maybe even helped this shortfall that we have right now. And again, this is never discussed about the programming issues that WBAI has or how people, get a sense after a while on the air that something's not right and don't want to feel it anymore and move on to things that are more positive or they don't have to listen to. So I think, I don't know, of course we can't micromanage or anything, but these are, we can't just think of like getting rid of people. We have to think of how we're going to, keep our audience what we have or improve the audience that we have or get some people back or get more people. Democracy Now! Is just blown apart. There's, we could maybe rebroadcast it or something in the evenings or just something else that we can bring in more revenue that people are going to want to listen to the station.
Patty, I'll be honest with you. Whenever, I kind of always a little hesitant to go into any station's closet because, I don't know where everything is, and something might hit me in the head.
Yeah, bang on the head.
Right. But whenever I hear, there's certain names that I know, and I know there are different people divided on that particular thing. And so I try to stay out of that issue. But I do think that my experience at least tells me that when you tell a station that you're in the situation that you're in now, when you call the emergency meeting that I'm certainly hoping that you're going to call for the next 2 weeks to talk to your constituent, your members, and tell them, look, we got to come up with a new budget. And it's going to have real consequences then I think that that opens up the door to a lot of conversations that may have been difficult to have in the past about how you deal with your, you know, your programming or what the implications might be. I think if we remove some of the politics that's been attached to individuals, we'll probably help more come up with a lasting solution for BAI's problems right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that, and maybe if we go back and say, hey, guess what? You know, we're X and a dollar short, and real people we have to say goodbye to, and real lives have to be disrupted, that will probably get everybody to open their eyes a little bit and take it beyond the immediate fight it has been sometimes in the past. That would be my hope.
That would be nice if that were to happen, if that was a wake-up call.
Yeah, but frankly, we've seen this coming for a long time. And I am concerned, having seen it coming for a long time, that it didn't happen that way. But that is a management side issue. That's management's, you know, management is going to have to deal with that, both at the national level and...
And right now we have an IGM in place. Right, and we have, is there a business manager in place replacing Indra?
Yes.
Hold on a sec, I know Teresa's trying to get on and she hasn't spoken much.
Okay, I'm sorry, Teresa.
Yeah.
How many of the other treasurers would feel about the idea of having a special BAI fundraising day over the network or a couple days to where we make an appeal nationwide to listeners to help fill in the gap there?
Teresa, you're muted.
So I'd like to speak.
And Teresa's trying to get in, but Teresa, we can't hear you.
Also, this is LaVarne. I'd like to speak, Dave.
Okay.
This is Jane. Can you hear me?
No, we still can't hear you, Teresa. How about, why don't you try...
This is Jane. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So if we'll have Teresa and then LaVarne and then Jane.
Tell me when you hear me.
Well, we can barely hear you, Teresa.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me try and...
There you go.
There you
now
go.
We can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. My mouthpiece moved down to my chin.
Okay.
That'll do it.
You know, I don't know who caused the problem. Certainly, I think that while we were muddling around trying to fix the problem at WBAI, it got even worse. And then we kind of got into a death spiral, you know. I have to acknowledge, I think, that 9/11 and the economic situation had something to do with WBAI's problem. And it's gotten worse. People really hunkered down, and maybe we think we're over that problem, but I think that when we had that economic problem in that area, and we put out pleas, and people gave, and then it didn't fix the problem, it got worse. And people started blaming others. So I'd like to add that to the mix, that I think that it's something that WBAI could not control. And I'd like to turn it around so that we stop blaming and start being, you know, have some sort of positive messages to give in that area. And I'm not sure. I'd like to hear other people's opinion about whether a WBAI fundraiser would help. I don't think it would help if people thought somehow, oh, we're always going to be kicking money, that, like throwing money away. That's not the attitude or the approach that I would like to take with a fundraiser, for example, at KPFT for WBAI.
LaVarne, then Jane, and then I have a response.
Yes, thank you.
It's kind of like the combination of some of the things that Teresa and Patty and I think a few other people have said, is that last year we went through this whole process when I was on the National Finance Committee of trying to do a plan for BAI, a backup plan. But, you know, as Lina has said, that any type of plan that you put in place, you're looking at something that has to be put in place like 3 months before you really see any results or improvement. And this has been an ongoing thing. And again, the WBAI situation is a management problem. And, you know, we have the interim management in there now, but general manager there now. But the decisions that have been made have been basically management problems, and that's why I believe BAI is in the condition that it's in. And again, we can't just go in and say, you know, if we let these people go, then things will be corrected. No, it will not. I mean, you have to effectively put in decisions, programming, HR decisions that will help to turn this around. Because as Teresa just pointed out, if you go to your constituents and say, we need money for BAI, and they're going to say, based on what we've seen over the years, you know, I don't see anything effectively changing that, although we have been streaming money into there all the time. So, you know, we really have to, I think, put in some kind of core plan that there's a change in the management philosophy there, and I know that Indra is really trying, but there has to be some concrete changes there, and I guess a lot of people have ideas in terms of what needs to be done. But unless that's done, you know, this is, and people will look at it as just continuing to stream money out, and they're not, and, you know, this being a thing that just continues decade after decade.
Jane, and then I'd like to say something.
And then can I get on the stack, too, please?
Yeah, Baruti.
Can you hear me?
Mark.
Jane, Baruti, me. I mean, Jane, me, Baruti, Mark.
Can you hear me?
I'll go last. I mean, after Jane.
Can you hear
me? And Patty, one short thing, too.
Okay. Hello? Yeah, we can hear you, Jane.
Okay. Our board came up with a conversation our last meeting that is related to this, and that is that we need a strategy for management that really makes room for new people, new volunteers to come in. You guys have probably heard about an EEOC complaint that's been filed against our station, and the dialogue that we had around that, I think there was nearly a consensus that we love the work that the DC Radio Co-op provided, and that was a collaborative effort, and that's kind of the root of the complaint that's been filed. Now, in terms of our current financial situation, I like the idea of fundraising for WBAI on a network level, but I'm aware of our situation here locally, where our lease is coming up. Our lease is expiring November 30th. We're going to have to renew this on a short-term or long-term basis, and no matter what we do, we're going to have increased costs, and we do need to raise some funds locally. So I guess that my personal take on the idea of fundraising for WBAI is that if we can packet it together with our other capital needs, then it's a good idea. We should do it as soon as possible, perhaps in line with the July fundraiser that WBAI is doing. And then just in response to the comments that Patty has been making, I think that programming in New York sounds like there are some issues that need to be managed, and I don't think we need to advise New York to put Gary Noel back on. I don't think that's appropriate for our committee or even for the PMB.
Amen.
But I do think that that we as a finance committee should expect some information from somewhere. I'm not sure if it would be from WBAI directly in terms of what programming ideas they believe will turn the situation around. So that's my comment.
I've got me, Baruti, Mark, and Patty. I think one of the frustrations that I hear when I go to the station by the people who work there is the idea that they do a bunch of work and then things get foisted upon them. And so I think that the idea of doing fundraising at other stations, doing on-air stuff, is one idea. But I think what I would like to do here is gather together a meeting of stakeholders, which includes the volunteer staff. You know, the people who, there are a lot of people here who feel that, you know, they just get completely ignored. They come in, they do their show, and whatever, they just get tossed around. Things get told to them, you have to do this, you have to do that. I think that whole feeling of you know, you're carrying the load, you're kept in the dark, and then you're told what to do is alienating. And to the degree to which our station has been doing better, it's because people more and more get an answer, yes. You know, can we do this show? Yes. Can we do this? Yes. But there are still lots of people who feel like it's no, 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 no all the time, and it's about keeping people at arm's length. So in terms of our dealing with this, what I'd like to do is talk to our general manager about gathering our station together, the various folks at various levels, and saying, here's the problem in the network. What are people willing to do? What are your suggestions? And then have us bring those things back as representatives, as opposed to running it the other way, where we come down and we tell you, this is what we want you to do. And then there's all this resentment that fills up. The other thing I want to say about the idea, you know, Sandy gave an amen to the idea that we shouldn't tell anybody to put Gary Null back on, and I'd say I agree, you know, specific decisions like that, yes. But when things have been messed up and, you know, some of the things that we fought to put in place here, like opening up open space in the program schedule that people could share, that really invigorated our station, to have the notion that, well, y'all keep running your thing in a way that's alienating people, and we'll open up in a way that attracts people, and then we'll foot the bill for that. Somehow there's got to be a different dynamic. And what I felt is this sort of mentality of keep the hell out, it's our business, only now we have to pay to keep that going. So there's got to be something else that happens. But in terms of what our station does, I would like to ask our general manager to convene different folks in the station and do some brainstorming about what we can do and what we're willing to do, so people feel it came from their thinking and their agreement rather than was forced upon them. I have Baruti next.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I'm you know, this is my first year, so to speak, on the National Finance. I don't know the history as it relates to other stations having to provide financial support to WBAI. So I'm just, and maybe somebody can enlighten me on that, because I know somebody did make the comment. It sounded like, you know, people have had to come to BAI's rescue financially before. So, if that's true, I would like to know that. The other issue was there was a comment in terms of being able to predict the situation that we're in. But, I mean, if you looked at the financials up until the last drive, we were pretty much on course. But as Lonnie has often reminded us, is that, you know, one bad fund drive, and that's what we had, has really set us behind. And I think there are a lot of factors that contribute to, I guess, what you might call a steady decline in support. Some people would indicate, you know, the economic issues. Some people would attribute it to, you know, programming changes that people weren't happy with. I'm sure there's a lot of contributing factors to the decline in the support, but I don't know if we can just attribute it to one thing. But I just want to get the background, because, like I said, I'm surprised that, you know, that people have had to come to BAI's rescue in the past. At least that was what I got from the comment that was passed. So maybe somebody can fill me in.
Yeah, Patty here on the staff.
I've got Mark, Patty, and Lonnie. We got to decide how much longer we're going to do this.
Well,
I'm perfectly willing to keep doing it because I think it's that important, but we do have an agenda.
Now, how come always before I speak you try to put the time thing in?
You see
how you're doing me?
Well, no, I learned that from you.
Okay, I'll give you that. I have a quick...
This is Jane. Can I propose a recommended increase in time for 20 minutes on this topic?
You want to do 20 minutes more? Is that okay with other people?
That will take us to 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m.
If there's no objection, then let's just keep going. Mark,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I did want to echo what Baruti said in terms of, I do think it would be unfair to characterize the history of BAI as sort of like the perpetual prodigal son type thing. You know, they've been able to do quite a bit on their own and reach a level, probably maybe a plateau, unfortunately, at least immediately. But they have been able to do that, and so I do think that the spirit of they're not just sitting around with their feet up, eating bonbons, waiting to be rescued. And I think that's important that we also understand, like here at PFW, where we have so many volunteers, we only have, what is it, 11 or 12 FTEs. And we, I mean, some people are paid to do things in New York that people do in Washington for free. It's a different situation, a different market, and once you establish paid positions, it's difficult to get rid of them. And we've gone down that slope, not just there, but at KPFA, for example, where was it, 62% of the expenses go to salary? It's a slope we all have gotten on, particularly the larger markets, that we need to address. So I don't think we just need to look at BAI alone. However, I wanted to turn a little bit to some solutions that I heard. But before I do that, I had a question for Lonnie and Ambrose. If we were to contemplate a capital campaign, a short-term capital campaign geared to the 718, well, we're not going to be able to do that, but, you know, fairly soon tied to, is that something that you see doable?
Yeah, I absolutely.
Well, I mean, I don't even want to call it a capital campaign because that's more long-term and all that. I don't know what to call it, but some sort of short-term kind of national campaign, is that something that's even doable within the within 30 days, say?
Well, summertime is always a bad time, especially when stations are already doing some of them summer drives, some are not, but most are going to do a summer drive. But one idea we have looked at here at the national office is to have a network-wide. By the way, parenthetically, Pacifica has a history of stations helping out other stations.
Yeah.
Go into that history. K, it is a transmitter. I think $300,000 was raised.
Right, right.
So there's a history, and I've got the balance sheets to show who owes who what around the network over the last 15 years. But to answer the question directly, can we raise, if we were to do a national campaign on the air, all five stations participating, for example, it doesn't have to be all five, but say it were, all five markets, could we raise $500,000? I think we could, depending on how we crafted that appeal.
Well, and that's what my suggestion would be. I have four suggestions, and my first one, therefore, would be to do that, to tie it to not just the BAI, but there are some immediate concerns that all the stations could share, and some immediate concerns, not, you know, the long-term $12 million and all of that, and put a realistic goal together to shore us up and look at doing something coordinated this summer to deal with that issue before September 1st. It seems like that's something we could do and should do. That would help ease some of the concerns. It would not require the massive rating of other stations. I hate to use that word, but I already did. And it would allow us also to shore up some of our own station areas. So I would suggest that. And the second thing is that when we come up with to go to BAI with their contingency plan, I would be more specific than simply dollar amounts. I would, for example, ask them for a plan over the course of the next, 6 months or whatever, specific plan where they how they intend to increase volunteerism, and I would give them a percentage. And I'd, you know, tell them, look, I want to see your volunteer base increase by 20% in the next 6 months. I want to see your expenses decrease by X percent and give them a percent, not just, you know, come back to me. And I also want to see them, and I think this is one thing that Dave said that I do like, one of the things that's worked at KPFK has been an aggressive and intelligent strategic attempt to expand their community outreach. And I think that that should be mandated to BAI as well. So that those three things should be part of their plan with numbers. How much do you intend to expand your membership? How much do you intend to decrease expenses? And what percentage will you increase volunteers in 6 months or in a year, whatever the date we come up with? I think we should have something specific that's not just dollars but also direction.
We have Patty and then Lonnie.
Stack.
I heard
Sandy.
Well, I heard Teresa at a distance, and then I heard you.
I said excellent idea.
Okay, so we've got Lonnie, and then Sandy, and then I'll take a whack.
Let me make one more sentence. I would support a moving day fundraiser. If I heard a plea to help WPFW move, I would contribute to that.
Okay, Patty, Lonnie, Sandy, me. Patty. And but just so people know, in about 10 seconds, we'll be
Oh,
great.
Can you hear me?
Can
you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. On the WBI thing here, first of all, you know, to Baruti's thing, we have had, as I read a few minutes ago, and if anybody wants to look, James Ross for LSB.org, he's a scientist, and he, you know, does statistics all day long. He has all the details, like all these fundraiser details and everything. You can see for yourself. We have had emergency fundraisers, mini drives, since 2003 are reported on here. That's how we've made enough money. But since last fund drive raised $19,000 a day. That's how where we were. For a second of all, this board under the bylaws says we're supposed to evaluate management. We have been prevented. This LSB has not evaluated the program director or the general manager since its inception. It has been there, so there's no oversight. So we don't even know what's happening about the main thing, which is our programming, which is our quote-unquote product or whatever that brings the money in. So if, without an evaluation, I would not ask any other station to give us a dime until it is examined at our station what is the problem and why can't we make the money. And just throwing good money after bad, to me, is not going to save us if everything's going to stay the same after we give, after people give us the money. So I would just say that, and one other thing, salaries. This is on the James Ross for LSB, too. In 2000, the salaries and related was $1,061,000. 2001, it was $1.1 million. We are now to $1.5 million. So we've increased, our salaries has increased 30% since 2000. So, you know, here we are, was at $1 million, now we're at $1.5 million. So, you know, we might want to look at, yes, where did we get $500,000 more dollars? And some of this has been in, it's 30% corrected to for inflation. So, you know, we have increased giving people jobs and the volunteerism. So I just want to clarify that. $19,000 a day is what we were raising. No evaluation of the program director or management. Manager was leaving all the time, so we couldn't, evaluate him. And we've extended days and emergency fundraisers and everything. That's how we made the money. So something is critical here, that just getting money from somebody else to fix us might fix us for a moment, but if that's all it's going to be, we're going to just end up in the same position again in 3 months if we don't change something that's wrong here. That's all.
Lonnie? Lonnie?
Oh, yeah. Well, I like what Mark laid out, and in addition, I'd like to add a couple of comments to it. What we're faced with, that is, what are our true options? What are the things we have a choice about? If we don't act, the station will crash in September. Whether we do, if we don't act, they'll run out of money in September, and they won't be able to pay staff. We'll be, we'll have the problem whether we plan for it or not. It will happen that way. If it's not September, it'll be October. In any rate, we will not have fixed the problem. But you do want something that will fix the issues. Can it be done in 30 days? No. It cannot be done in 30 or 40 or even 60. I like the idea of raising money for moving or for capital or for WBAI. I think we need to do that in any event because WBAI is not the only station that needs financial support. So I like the idea of on-air, five stations, five markets. We need a concept to go with it. We should do it.
We need a hook.
We need a hook, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's what we are. We're radio people, so we should be able to come up with that.
To our listeners, something that would be attractive enough to ask so that they can support us in this time of need. Now, I also support tying support to a plan where the problem does get addressed. I like that part of Mark's plan. I think we need to be very clear about what the conditions are for that support. And I think that ties into what everybody's saying, what Patty's saying. We want to see a shift in the model or the basis for the station or the financial structure such that ultimately the problem gets addressed. So I think that said, the last issue in this discussion, at least it's on my mind, is what is the role and the responsibility of this finance committee right now at this point with this information. What should we do with this issue before we move on to the next one?
Okay, I have Sandy and then myself.
I'd like to start where Lonnie stepped off, and that is I think it's appropriate that we make a motion, bring that to the board for the meeting coming up here shortly, that we go forward with this plan, and we go forward quickly. I'll leave out the minutia. I'll also agree with what Patty said. If there haven't been proper reviews, and I think we all know very well here in Houston that our programming is our product, and that you can put programming one way, and it will perform financially and from a listener standpoint in one direction. You can change it, and when you do that, you'll change the what follows, which is support levels and listener levels. We've always had a problem between money and mission, and we have to balance the two. But let me just make my point very simple here. Across the network, this could be a really wonderful beginning to a new way of looking at fundraising for us. And working more as a single hand instead of individual fingers. And I think this needs to be done regardless of whether we have a crisis or not. So what better need than necessity to invent? Thanks.
Okay. You know, the KPFK, the transmitter project, was the first time that we had a network wide day of fundraising. Our interim general manager, Stephen Starr, coordinated it. We did 185,000, I think, in a day with all five stations, and it was a good thing. So I think that, you know, things like that can be done. I'm going to go somewhere I didn't expect to go. Ambrose has for a long time been talking about going back to the listeners time after time, going back to the well time after time to get money. And he's raised the question of, you know, getting, he's put it as a credit line of 25 to 50, on the order of 25 to 50 million to capitalize really a significant expansion and reorganization. I have issues with that because I look at structural adjustment programs around the world and see that debt is how you get yourself into real trouble. And if you don't know how you do that, you can really get into trouble. And particularly if you're raising debt, getting money through debt to deal with structural problems, it can be really, really hazardous. That said, I had done some investigation with some friends who were in finance, and they said that one thing that nonprofits, usually that are larger than we are by an order of magnitude, have done is they've issued debt. They've issued corporate bonds and to raise money. And one of the things that I was thinking about is that in a bond issue, you can place constraints on what can be done with that debt, as I understand it. So, for example, you can issue a bond with conditions, that, for example, that the debt can't be aggregated to put you into bankruptcy. And people who are Pacifica listeners might be very willing to do that kind of a thing for us. You can also put conditionalities on it. You say, we're going to use it for so-and-so, and then you have to use it for so-and-so. One of the things that I'm upset about is, you know, we have budgets, we said we're going to do this, and then things happen in the budget that, you know, weren't the this we said, and there's sort of no closing of that loop. So I think that for all of the talk about raising money to get us out of this crisis, I think that a proper mission-driven approach to, you know, how we're going to organize ourselves, done in public, done with consent, would be a starting point for me to be willing to think and talk about how to raise significantly greater levels of capital that solve some of these problems. But those are big ifs, and I don't like the idea of going down that road and then finding that those ifs didn't get satisfied, but we're still moving into a point of making ourselves vulnerable.
Well,
so I wanted to throw that out.
This is Mark.
There's no one else on the stack. Go for it.
Okay, I wanted to, because I'm going to a party, my wife and I, tonight, and she's all dressed up, and I'm still sitting here, so I'm trying
That's
to...
That's not good.
Yeah,
you're feeling the pressure, Mark?
Yeah, I'm under pressure, man.
How many years was that?
ask me tomorrow. So what I'm trying to think about, okay, well, how could we do this? And I had a couple of questions. In terms of this capital campaign, now, do we still have in our employ the national office, the development person?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So one thing it seems that we could do between now and our next meeting would be to figure out, I don't know what it is, Lonnie, what would this figure be to deal with some of the immediate things that we're talking about that could, you know, last us through maybe now through the end of the calendar year? You know what I mean? So we need to know how much it is, and then we need to figure out what the possible hook could be if we were going to actually look at doing something. We'd have to start doing that right away. And that would be the one thing I would think that we should come out of this, and maybe we could all help with that regard. But we need to do that. If we're going to do it, let's start. And then the second thing, as I suggested before, is to put some performance objectives, and not just financial objectives, in the BAI package, and maybe not even just the BAI. Maybe it's something we all need to look at, and that might be a way to assist in looking at questions like programming and outreach. But at the very least, BAI, I think, should be required to do that as part of the planning, since a large percentage of whatever we raise will invariably have to go to them in the short term. I think the long-term solutions David suggested are long-term, and I think will be a very fascinating conversation, but I think right now we should focus on the short-term issue, since you're saying money will run out in September.
Dave, could you put me on the stack?
You're up next.
I would like, if we have a fundraising day, I would like to put Brian DeShazer on that committee, because he's had a fundraising day several times very successfully. He understands what's at stake, and I think he could be very focused at helping us make the most of that. That's all.
I would like to bring this in for a landing and maybe hear from Ambrose at this point, but before I do, I just want to say quickly, I really think it's important for us to go back to our stations and ask for input from a wider circle of people who are being affected by this, rather than say, here's the plan, boys and girls. But with that, Ambrose, do you want to weigh in on this stuff? You've been listening quietly for a while.
Very, very quickly. When I ask Lonnie to do, he's done. And I also told him I wanted this reduced to writing, and that we would send it early next week to the full board, so that they'll have it by the 25th when the teleconference takes place. And I fully agree that this kind of fundraising needs to take place, and I also agree with you, Dave, that we've got to take a look at what we do with people's money. I know it's been I posed a problem for a lot of people when I suggested it, but we, I think, have a responsibility to leverage the money that people give to us. And maybe the bond issue is the thing we can pursue, but we have to pursue not only the bond issue, but other ways of doing things. Let me give you another example. We haven't done an assessment of our assets. We don't know what we have. We have no idea what is contained in those stations and what their value might be. And I think that's something we ought to do. I think the buildings we own should be appraised, so that when a group on this board sits down and seriously decides we're going to take a step forward instead of just filling in some holes, that they have the information available so that we can make some decisions that will help move this network forward. We might have been able during this last period, if we had been let me see how to put it. They have auctions of stations. We haven't bought a new station since 1977. And we're depending on Democracy Now! And those affiliates to carry us. Well, there has to be an alternative to that. And the only way we can do that is to sit down and do some hard planning and making hard decisions. And so I think one of the first things I have to do is to make certain that we have an inventory of our assets so we'll know what we've got. W started that. Our chairman, within the past year, spent a day just compiling our assets in that station. I think every station has to do that. And we have to evaluate. We own a building here. Part of that is a store that's closed down because we can't do anything with it. There's a water problem. What is the value of this building? We don't know. What is the value of that building you've got there, Dave, in Los Angeles, that's right next to
Universal Studios?
Universal Studios, within walking distance.
No, it's prime real estate.
Yeah.
The only thing, Ambrose, my concern there is what you're talking about. Well, first of all, it will take a lot of conversation and time. And I'm trying to figure out if you came to us or Lonnie came to us and said, here's
a medium.
We give
you the short term.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, because I got this party. So I'm trying to figure out short term, what can we agree to do between now and when we meet again, which I don't know when that will be. Dave said soon.
If the board agrees to what we've talked about, we'll do the fundraiser on air. There's no problem with that. We've already said that.
Well, do we need a motion to take that back to the national board?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I'd like to make that motion.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Is that Jane?
Yeah, I was wondering, when are we going to meet again? Has anybody suggested we're going to meet again in a week?
Well, as speaking for myself, I can't do a week from Friday, but I don't need to be here at every meeting. So if that's what people can do.
Can you do 2 weeks from Friday?
I can try.
Well, today is the 15th. 2 weeks would be the 29th, which would be after.
It would be 4 days after the board meets.
The board meets, so that won't help.
I'd like to make that motion so that the board can consider that.
Yeah, we do have the scheduling of the next meeting on the agenda, so that would be in order. So is there discussion on this? Can you phrase the motion if you want it?
I'll take a stab at it. I may need some qualified help here. I'd like to make a motion that the national board consent or decree that we hold a day or days of fundraising to help BAI out of its fiscal crisis, and that be done, the on-air fundraising be done, let's pick a date, before August 15th.
Could you make it a number of projects instead of just WBAI?
Yeah, that's going to be important for framing.
The network problems.
Network problems. Okay, a friendly amendment, no problem.
And Lonnie, we'll have to get that list as quickly as you can. So that we know what it is. The board will need to see what that
list
is.
Absolutely.
And it would be important that when we pitch, we're clear. I mean, we may have projects bundled, but we have to be clear to listeners what their money's being used for.
So before we go, let's not pitch it as it's not just the BAI we're going to help each other out here.
I think that would be important to do.
Yeah, well, I think we have to remember that as we leave the call, that's what we're talking about, not just BAI, but...
Right.
All of us have something that we could do right now for our stations.
Okay, is there any objection to the motion? Actually, I think we need to restate it in any case. So
I don't have an objection.
So this is what I have, that the Pacifica National Board approve a national day of on-air fundraising to address network-wide financial issues before August 1st, 2005.
For August 1st?
That's
you mean that the National Day of Fundraising to take place by August 1st?
I think you said August 15th.
August 15th is what I said. If that's reasonable with everybody, I'm willing, open to amendment.
So I think we should leave the date to the operations people.
Yeah, let's see what that...
Well, I think there's some urgency here, which is why I think we ought to put a date on it.
I agree with Sandy.
Yeah, I do too.
If we have to change it, we can.
That's right.
My only question, this is Bruti, my only question is that we're getting ready to do a mini drive.
Yep.
And then how closely behind that do we come with this, you know, in terms of what we do here at BAI?
Well, that, you see, that's the thing. This is going to be something that we're going to have to, as someone said, put the hook on and spin this so that we make a little bit of a separate appeal here. I don't know. I don't have any ideas on that subject. It's problematic. We have a mini drive in August at KPFT as well. So
you have to be telling the truth. You can hook it all you want, but
the hook is just the truth. That's right. So
I've seen it done.
I heard LaVarne object.
Yes,
so I'd like to hear that objection.
I did. You know, I object because essentially, you know, we've put forward these proposals before to do National Day of Fundraising, and people have always objected that, you know, here you're trying to, you know, dictate the days, like there are these mini fund drives that are coming up. You know, the general managers, I don't know if they've been consulted about this or not, but that would be another issue. And that, again, you know, I don't think in terms of without a real program to affect some change at BAI, that sending money there is not gonna really help the problem. And that, and in addition, that we've gone through these like contingency plans that were supposed to have been there to make these things happen, and knowing that they would need like 3 months to take effect to make things happen, that, you know, this is just, I don't think this is the right thing to do at this time.
Jack.
Well, can we take the motion was to recommend to them, so can we take a vote on that, or?
I'll second it.
Well, generally,
Dave,
in committee, yes, Sandy's there for already. In committee, generally, you don't close debate. You go
keep
to
going.
People have all spoken. So let's hear, until the time runs out, which it has. So do people want to continue this discussion, or do we move to a vote and...
I want to continue because I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, so are people willing to extend time?
This is Teresa. I'd like to extend the time on this discussion for 10 minutes more.
Is that acceptable to everyone?
Yes.
Okay, 10 more minutes. So I have Sandy and then Teresa and Baruti.
The point about dictating to management considering their drives is very well taken. You know, so maybe we don't make it a mandatory date, but we phrase the wording as suggested, given what's at hand, what's in front of us at this point in time.
The language she used was approve. It doesn't mandate.
Okay. I'll take that as a friendly amendment. I think that's an excellent point. And I would have, in other circumstances, probably would have been the one raising the objections. So I can't argue with it.
Teresa and then Baruti?
If I were to make a resolution, I would just say that I would like to empower the interim ED to set up a task force to come up with some solutions and have a member of this committee on it, and Brian DeShazer, for example. Now, I would not dictate that, but I want to empower our IED to run with this.
This is Jane. Can I get on the stack?
Yeah, I've got Baruti and then Jane.
My turn?
Yep.
And, Mark.
Had you already said something, Mark?
No, you go ahead. I'll just
say okay, Baruti, Jane, and Mark.
Yeah, what I wanted to say, I thought what we were doing, we were going to link, from what Mark's comments were, we were going to link helping out BAI and the other stations with some...
Performance.
Yeah, right. It wasn't just like you guys would be throwing money, you know, throwing good money after bad, so to speak.
So
that there was going to be some, you know, in terms of what we were going to do with the budget for 2005-06, we were going to have to make some serious adjustments there. You know, that it wasn't just money coming with no strings attached. So I would hope that with those kind of items around it, that, you know, it would address LaVarne's concern as it relates to, you know, same old story kind of situation.
Lonnie on the stack.
Patty.
Okay, I've got, I had just taken the liberty of putting myself, but I'll knock myself down. We got Jane and Mark, Lonnie, Patty, and me.
I like what was suggested about kicking it back to the interim ED for refinement, because I think that, yes, we need to incorporate some language that references the changes that maybe the AI is in the process of making. But in addition, I think that this fundraising effort could be more than just an on-air appeal. I think that if there are if there's a direct mailing to our major donors, if it is well articulated, then that might complement our on-air drive. And I do think that's something that should be considered.
Okay, I have Mark.
I agree with what everyone has said, and I did want to emphasize the strings, as Baruti said. I mean, it's not just, first of all, it's not just for BAI, but even that portion of it, which is obviously would be significant, it does not come without also using it as an opportunity, a positive opportunity, not a Flintstone thing over the head, but a positive opportunity to say, okay, let's look at your plan. In terms of some of the structural issues that we discussed, staffing, volunteerism, outreach, even programming. And I think if we did that would make it an easier sell. So I think that should be part of what we present to the board. Whether we need to do, you know, maybe we need to meet next week, get the numbers from Lonnie, so that we know what we're talking about, because it's easier to see what your outreach needs to be once you have a goal. We don't have a goal yet. So that would help. It would also give us an opportunity to, you know, weigh it amongst ourselves and think about it, and also get this contingency stuff written up, the strings, so that we can talk about that as well before we meet and go to the board, so that it doesn't just look like we're throwing good money after bad and that type of thing.
Dave, this is Teresa. Can you put me on the stack? I have a resolution.
Okay. Well, we've got one on the floor right now, but okay, I'm going to raise a point to that effect. So I have Lonnie, Patty, myself, and Teresa.
Well, as to other stations doing summer drives, you know, one thing I've seen that has been effective is that they've linked together otherwise disparate drives with a theme around Pacifica renewal next 56 years. So no matter what the station may be doing, they can adopt that common theme. And each station, if they happen on the air at the same time, can cast it in terms of the renewal network-wide or in relation to that specific station. So renewal is a theme I've seen work very effectively. I do like the idea of having it go through the ED, IED, be expedited, it'll move quicker, faster. I'm not sure if it has to go to the PNB, but I think it should be CC'd to the PNB in terms of a recommended plan of action. I do think the GMs have to be brought in on it, and I think that would be wise to do. And early on. I think we have something set up for next Tuesday with the GMs, so maybe an opportunity to bring it up then. So anyway, that's my input.
Patty, myself, Teresa.
Okay, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, good. I will be voting against this for the several purposes. One, our WBAI local station board is in violation of the bylaws due to no evaluation of management in this whole period of time that we've had. That would be very important, I think, when you go asking people for money, why do we need the money? We're over budget. There's been serious problems with the budget and overspending that's not accounted for, money, all kinds of things like that. That is why we have a worse problem than we had. And to just go out and then ask it to be buried and covered up with a Band-Aid is improper and an abuse of the listeners. I think that we really have to, the cuts are going to happen anyway in the this 06 budget, whether we do this fundraiser or not. And this has been going on for a very, very, very long time, and I think just to, like, all of a sudden get the money and get over that never allows for any force of change. And I see this foundation really in a very precarious position of that we're either going to do something about this or not. We're either going to return to some volunteerism, we're going to, like, staff the place with people that come to work, that we don't have to pay replacements all the time, that we try to find a way to cut our costs
have better management, that we don't have legal bills because of the things that go on here. All this just going about to the listeners is getting more money to just cover up these Band-Aid issues. Is not going to be the answer. There has to be some leadership in this place, and it has to come from people freaking out because it's not going to happen any other way. And so I will be voting against this, and I'm sorry that it falls on our new executive director that we have right now, and I'm really, really sorry it falls on our interim general manager at WBAI, who has really always tried to do the right thing, and that this is the legacy that's been given her. But if we're just going to bury these things under more money from listeners without an explanation that horrible things have happened here, and this is why we're in this condition, that we're in violation of bylaws and that mismanagement has taken place, and that's why we're in this position. If we can't tell the listeners that's why we need the money, I don't think we should ask them for it. Thank you.